This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis is apologizing for state law enforcement's role in the death of 22-year-old Christian Glass. Polis delivered remarks today from the state capitol. He called Glass's death unnecessary and unspeakable. He also promised to hang some of Glass's artwork in his office as a memorial.
I know that visitors from across the state and, you know, even across the world will gain a glimpse of the special person that Christian was.
A Clear Creek sheriff's deputy shot Glass last summer after the 22-year-old called 911 for help with his stalled truck. Three counties and the state will pay his family $19 million in Colorado's largest known police settlement. Today is the start of a prolonged period of unstable and stormy weather for parts of Colorado. A line of storms has already dumped some heavy rain in northern Colorado. That's increased the chances of flooding on the Cameron Peak and East Troublesome burn scars. Storms are starting to pop up along the Interstate 25 corridor. The National Weather Service says if those worsen, we could see some heavy rainfall and flooded streets and the possibility of some large hail. Glenwood Canyon's popular Hanging Lake Trail will be closed through Memorial Day weekend. Heavy rain caused the nearby river to overflow on Sunday. That left dangerous runoff patches along the trail. White River National Forest officials hope to reopen the trail by June 3rd. They just approved a slate of large renovations around Hanging Lake last week, including new bridges and a boardwalk near the Sprouting Rock Waterfall. Right now in Boulder, it's cloudy with showers in the area as storms build east of Denver. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.